This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The IRS has announced Coloradans will not have to pay federal income tax on Tabor checks received last year. The IRS warned residents in several states that they were reviewing what they called relief payments issued last year. But Colorado officials argued that Tabor refunds had not been taxed in 30 years, and to do so now would break precedent. The decision is good news for any Coloradans who have already filed their taxes. It means you don't have to file any extra paperwork. An El Paso County judge has denied another motion to push back a preliminary hearing for the suspect in the Club Q shooting. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The defense also asked for more complete video surveillance from Club Q on the night of the shooting, specifically audio from 10 p.m. forward. They argued that any possible interaction between the suspect and others prior to when the shooting occurred could help determine intent and potential bias. The prosecution said since they know the right person is in custody, that level of evidence isn't necessary at this point in the case. They also said they've been hindered by technical issues. Ultimately, the judge asked to expedite the sharing of any additional surveillance footage, but said the case will proceed as scheduled. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A former Loveland police officer convicted of assaulting a dementia patient has a chance to be moved to a halfway house. Austin Hopp pleaded guilty for his violent arrest of 73-year-old Karen Garner in 2020. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison and has served 9 months. A hearing for Hopp is scheduled for next week. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.